You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cherry Gregg, and it's Monday, which means it's time for the Good Souls Project. It's our effort to highlight individuals serving as role models for compassion, generosity, and service. A good soul is someone who positively influences their neighborhood, community, and beyond through their time, action, talent, and dedication. And the best part? You, our listening audience, nominated good souls from the greater Philadelphia area that we'll highlight on the radio and online each week. And this week's honoree is a woman who came up with a plan to help a client, and together, they ended up helping many more.
I'm just happy to see him happy. He's a completely different person than he was a year ago.
That's Shannon Watson. She provides life skills training and support for people with physical differences and disabilities. And one of the people she serves is Stephen Abarisha.
He is a character. Eagles fan? Are you an Eagles fan, babe? Yeah.
Stephen is 45. He's lanky with dark hair and a big smile. And he uses a wheelchair to get around.
Stephen has a very rare neurological disorder, which makes it hard for him to control his body and also hard for him to speak with language. Stephen does understand everything everyone says, and he understands not just English, but also Arabic. Smart guy.
But when the pandemic hit and lockdowns came, Stephen's daily activities stopped.
And every morning he would get up and he would ask, is the bus coming? And we'd have to tell him no, and he was becoming depressed.
And so she went to look for something for him to do.
Mary Kirk nominated Shannon and Stephen for the Good Souls Project. Mary has known Shannon since they were kids and says Stephen began working with Shannon, stuffing bags for Christmas to donate to those in need. And the effort went so well that Shannon created a project just for Stephen, aptly called Stephen's Bags.
So it was a very simple, small project. And I think their initial goal was maybe, you know, like 10 bags of keep our, you know, expectations small.
Some were packed with food like tuna fish packets or bagels. Others had blankets, gloves, socks, and toiletries. Shannon, Mary, and her sister Ann Kirk helped fund the effort with the help of Stephen's family. But it got so big, they had to take it to Facebook.
There's a lot of recruiting action going on.
A Girl Scout troop joined in. Then people started donating via an Amazon wish list. Now there's a Stephen's Bag Facebook group with nearly 300 members. So far, Stephen, with the help of Shannon, Ann, Mary, and the Stephen's Bag crew, has decorated and assembled more than 300 bags, giving them out in Kensington with dozens more distributed in Coatesville. And Shannon says Stephen even hit the streets of Kensington, wheelchair and all.
Did you like going to Kensington?
Yeah.
Did you like meeting all the people there and helping them?
He has an amazing compassion for people, and you could see on his face he was enjoying the experience, but it was a little overwhelming and a little sad to see people in that condition. Also, joyful to be able to do something about it.
And the effort won't be stopping anytime soon.
Just gives him something meaningful, and he knows that he's making a difference in other people's lives. So it's huge. It's absolutely huge.
Every time you turn around, she's helping someone else who really needs it.
And that's why Mary says Shannon is a good soul. And Shannon says Stephen is one too.
He just sees people in need and wants to help. And it just kind of goes to show you that anyone, no matter what their differences may be, can do something for someone else.
Thank you for all that you do. If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.